Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. You know that feeling when you're constantly on go-go, juggling a million things, and by the end of the day you feel more drained than energized? Yeah, I feel you. That's exactly why we're here, to unpack how to actually prioritize your own needs in this crazy world. Listen, it's not selfish, it's essential. It's like that old airplane safety announcement. Put on your own oxygen mask before assisting others. Makes sense, right? We can't pour from an empty cup, and constantly neglecting our own well-being is a recipe for burnout. Today, we're diving into 5 key takeaways to help you tap out of overstimulation and prioritize yourself, because you deserve it. First things first, learn to say no. I know, sounds simple, but it can be tough. Ever felt pressured to say yes, even when your plate is already overflowing? That's the voice of obligation talking, not your own inner compass. Start by identifying what truly matters to you, your values, your goals, your passions. Then, politely decline anything that doesn't align with those priorities. Trust me, saying no more often opens up space for things that actually bring you joy and fulfillment. Number 2, schedule time for yourself. This isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Just like you schedule meetings and appointments, block out time in your calendar for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's reading, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or just simply having some quiet time. Make it non-negotiable. Treat it like any other important commitment. Thirdly, unplug from the noise. We live in a world of constant notifications, endless scrolling, and information overload. It's exhausting. Set boundaries with technology. Designate tech-free zones or times, maybe during meals or an hour before bed. Embrace the beauty of boredom. Let your mind wander, daydream, and simply be present. Number 4. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours on end, though that can be amazing. It's about bringing awareness to the present moment. Notice your breath, your senses, the thoughts and feelings passing through you. When you find yourself getting overwhelmed, take a few deep breaths and ground yourself in the now. It's like hitting the reset button for your mind. And finally, number 5. Surround yourself with supportive people. You know, those folks who lift you up, encourage your dreams, and celebrate your wins? Spend time with them. Cultivate relationships that nourish your soul and make you feel good about yourself. Avoid toxic relationships like the plague. They drain your energy and pull you down. Okay, let's talk real life. Imagine this. You have a big deadline at work. Your inbox is overflowing, your kids are bouncing off the walls, and your partner just needs to vent about their day. Suddenly, you feel that familiar tug of overwhelm pulling at you. But then, remember what we talked about. You breathe deeply. Remind yourself that taking care of your needs isn't selfish, it's essential. You politely decline an extra task at work, schedule a quick walk outside to clear your head, and dedicate 15 minutes to reading your favorite book before joining your family for dinner. Boom! You've successfully tapped out of overstimulation and prioritized yourself. See? It's doable. Remember these key takeaways. Learn to say no, schedule time for yourself, unplug from the noise, practice mindfulness, and surround yourself with supportive people. These simple yet powerful strategies can make a world of difference in managing your stress levels, boosting your well-being, and creating space for the things that truly matter. So, take action. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, maybe a friend feeling overwhelmed or a family member struggling to find balance. Leave a review and let us know what resonates with you. We love hearing from you guys. And remember, prioritize yourself. You're worth it. Catch you in the next episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.